we go then. 3, 2, 1. Coming to 4 with a bit of move. Go 4, Mick's Q Louisa.
Good evening and welcome to the programme. A Conservative candidate for Essex has stood down in a row over homophobic and anti-Islamic tweets. David Bishop was standing for the South Brentwood seat in the local council elections, but he's now resigned from the Tory party, saying it's avoid any further embarrassment. Sarah Harris reports.
B-roll.
Banners in the town centre spelling out what made Brentwood proud, but comments posted by the Conservative candidate for Brentwood South in the local election were, he said himself, nothing to be proud about. On his Twitter site, David Bishop posted Islam was the religion of peace and rape after 4 Muslim men were found guilty of the offence. Other retweets were homophobic, and he's now resigned.
In a letter, David Bishop apologised for the real offence he'd caused. He said he'd let himself and his party down, and said he hoped the people of South Brentwood would forgive him for his lack of judgment. As for the local party here, they've said they acted swiftly and conclusively and in the interests of the Conservative Party.
The resignation comes only weeks after David Bishop was selected as the Conservative candidate for the Brentwood South ward. Those I spoke to in the town centre felt standing down was the right thing to do.
How can you represent people if you're being, you know, prejudiced to a group of people?
Clergy on the package, then.
I think many things can be misinterpreted, and I think even a joke, if you put it out there in the domain, I think you need to take the consequences.
Don't worry, we're not usurping you.
Shows just what sort of person he is.
Let's kick it off just
not very
caring,
caring other people's feelings.
The resignation means there won't be a Conservative standing in the local election.
Here we go, stand by.
Brentwood South later this month. Labour, the Lib Dems and UKIP will contest the ward.
Here we go.
Sarah Harris, BBC London News.
Excuse.
A woman is in a critical condition in hospital after she was hit by an unmarked police car in London.
The
victim in her 20s was struck by the
vehicle.
The police car was responding to an incident. It's now been referred.
Cut your arrest.
A 13-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of a man who was stabbed during a break-in in southwest London. Martin Thomas was found at his home in Roehampton. Teenager who can't be identified was arrested on Friday evening.
Read on Europe.
Alongside the local elections later this month, voters will be asked to decide which party they think best represents their views in Europe. London's MEPs are divided, even as to whether the capital would benefit more from being in or out of the EU. Our political editor, Tim Donovan, reports.
On the package.
How would the capital fare free of decisions made in Brussels? Well, Labour say London would soon lose its preeminence as a financial centre if outside the EU.
The City of London wants to stay in the EU. They recognise the huge benefits they get from being part of the single market. And the CBI has actually carried out surveys which show that the overwhelming majority, nearly 80% of their companies, want to stay in the EU.
But the Conservatives say people will only be convinced of the benefits of the capital with reform.
It depends who you talk to, because actually I talk to people in financial services. I sit on the Monetary Affairs Committee, and you get a range of views. The big organisations with the many lobbyists and public affairs people who like going to Brussels every week, of course they're in favour of it. But I speak to small companies, I speak to bond traders who are really worried. In fact, most people want, including the opinion polls, what most people want is not in, out now. They want the chance to reform Europe.
Of London's 8 current MEPs, 3 are Conservative, 2 are Labour, while the Lib Dems, the Greens and UKIP have 1 each. UKIP's performance in the capital in the past has lagged behind its showing elsewhere.
I think London would lose a lot of the vibrancy and the diversity. It would lose a lot of the legislation which actually makes it something of a pleasant place to live, whether that's air quality, water quality, whatever.
If we were wanting to continue to trade with Europe, which we do, we would have to accept all the rules and regulations. We'd have to be like Norway, but having no say in how those rules are made. I don't think that's a role that is fit for Britain.
And this idea that we can't exist outside of the EU is nonsense. I mean, I seem to recall that London has existed for a city for about 2,000 years, and yet we've only been in the EU for the last 40.
London has for a long time been considered less Eurosceptic than the rest of the country, but this election may still indicate whether issues such as EU migration are causing more concern. Tim Donovan, BBC London News.
Thank you.
Right, well, let's find out what the weather's going to be like for the bank holiday with Sarah Thornton.
It's a minute on programme, yeah.
Good evening. It's been a lovely bank holiday weekend so far, and more of the same on the horizon for tomorrow. A cool start in the morning, but dry and
warmer
even
showers, bye-bye.
Than today as we go through
so it's 50
tomorrow.
On the programme.
In fact, the sunshine will turn a little bit hazy as we go through the day, becoming a little bit more milky around the sun as we see some cloud just spilling towards us. High cloud at first, then medium-level cloud, but we stay dry. 19, possibly 20 Celsius. Overnight into the start of things on Tuesday, we've got a little bit of rain to come through, so it's not so cold a start, but the temperatures might not get quite as high in the afternoon because we will have more cloud around and the possibility of some showers too. In central London, it looks like we'll see a top temperature of 17 or 18 Celsius on Tuesday, but as we get through this week, we'll be quite breezy.
Cue on.
Well, that's it. I'll be back just after 10:15 tonight, but for now, have a lovely evening. Bye-bye.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Excuse.
Oh, loader. That's trouble with you.
She's all right.
Yeah. By heart.
I'm listening to No Delay, aren't I, Ellen?
Hmm?
I'm supposed to be listening to No Delay.
Yeah, No Delay.
No Delay.
So, Laura, what are you having for tea tonight?
Good evening and welcome to the programme. A Conservative candidate for Essex has stood down in a row over homophobic and anti-Islamic tweets.
No, apparently it's closed.
David Bishop was standing for the South Brentwood seat in the local council elections, but he's now resigned from the Tory party,
saying he's to avoid any further embarrassment. I might have to fire a double cheeseburger at medium price, Diet Coke.
From McAdee's?
I know, it's because it is the cheap option. That's the thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not. A little bit. You press it too much and then it just whizzes off. It's just getting it right. Yeah.
Well,
practice, I suppose. But
you don't like it very much.
Because this is the only studio you use this, and you only use it sort of at the weekend. You don't get
it. Is it? Blimey. That's good to know.
It'll be fine.
Oh.
Vic, I think on that collision, do you think I need to actually say at the junction of Kingsland Road and Ridley Road? Or do we just say the victim was struck by a vehicle in Hackney last night? How local do we need to go?
Yeah, I think you...
Okay, we were right for time, weren't we?
Yeah, you were fine.
Okay.
When are they coming to us? Ages.
12 minutes away.
I have time to go to the loo, don't I?
You do have time to go to the loo. Is it number one or number eight? I know. I'll tell Elaine. That'll cheer her up. I used to work commercial break, like rolling news with commercial break. During a commercial break. And go down on flights. I was younger then. Now I would have to have without a doubt.
Oh dear.
Do you straighten your hair, though? Yes. Yes, I know it even broadens the mind. Yeah. Speaking tomorrow, Loda. Oh, cool. Sorry. Yeah. Have you got any egg mayonnaise rolls? They're my favourite. I like cheese and pickles. That would be my second favourite. I would say my top three favourite sandwich fillings are homemade egg mayonnaise, but it has
No,
you can't say that. Because you always could put a little bit of salad and a bit of butter. Yeah. And I certainly don't put cress in it. What's all that about?
Yeah.
And a little bit of butter. Plenty of salt. And then cheese and pickle. And then probably coronation chicken. I like a good... No, I know what you mean. And I like it with fresh coriander. Bit of spinach.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you are. That's the end to an egg mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah.
I like a tuna melt. What's your favourite sandwich, Preza?
Quite like egg mayonnaise as well.
Yeah, see, I like an egg. You can't see, you know. Laura?
Homemade, though, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
But they do like...
Really?
Have like tangy...
Oh, my God.
What
I'm allergic to nuts, so I can't have that. Peanut butter and banana, Peter said.
Okay, yeah. No, I get that.
Oh. And honey on top. Oh. Goodness gracious me.
I like peanut butter. Oh, you bet. Well, the battery... They can swap batteries, can't they? It's not headsets you can't swap. I can't see why you... Yes, Ian, if you could add...
I borrowed Vicky's spare. But
spare Vicky.
Just thought I should tell someone.
7 minutes to 12.
How you going, Ian?
Oh, thanks. Can you have fun? Okay. Well, what time did you finish tonight? 1. God. You didn't get slipstreamed by Andy Warway, did you? He didn't give you 2 fingers on the way past. But yeah, that's very true. He'd be the first to admit that as well. I like cycling. We're looking for... I can't do anything for 45 minutes now. I don't even think I sleep 45 minutes without waking up now. No, she's very... Can you imagine that prison sleeping until 8 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I'd still like the 8:30.
I know.
I'm just looking at...
Am I supposed to just be hearing the clock?
No, I do that.
But yes, because they're not saying anything.
I do that. Harriet decided to scribble in the car the other day with blue biro all over the leather trim.
Oh no. Was she sorry or?
Exactly. I sat down to her mood. It's quite amazing. I thought, God, I wish I'd done this before.
But I'm what colour? I'm just reading. What colour are the seats?
Cream.
Oh, Breda.
Yeah. But it just says here you shouldn't put a child in a naughty corner for more than...
Yes, I thought
what's
it was
that?
A minute. I thought it was a minute. I thought it was a minute for every year. That...
Yeah, yeah. So this, I didn't put her in. I just made her sit at the dining room table as I was walking around. And she just sat there for over half an hour. Just sitting there. I was like, fine.
It's much different to the discipline that we had. I wouldn't worry. We
yeah,
survived
exactly.
it. Oh, Julius Malone. I remember once my mum said, if you don't feed that rabbit, I'm going to put it in a pie.
Ah.
And we sat down for, it was a lop-eared rabbit, and we sat down for dinner one night.
Oh, no.
She brought this pie to the table, and she cut two felt ears and stuck them out each side of the
you
pie.
You are joking me. Really?
And my dad, even my dad was like, my God, she's finally lost it. Gone. And yeah, it
was. What sort of reaction do you, well, I was going
to
say?
Well,
yeah.
I think we all looked at the pie, looked up the garden to the rabbit cage, and I think the rabbit was obviously on it, was hiding inside its, you know, its nighttime quarters, so everyone legged it out, but Moppet was fine.
Oh.
Well, yeah, rather. My mother made us wear a stupid uniform as well for quite a lot of them, so that's it. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, what do you call it? Yeah. Yeah.
Garden?
Yeah. Locally sourced. 2.5 to her. Oh, that's not good enough.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about? Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will.
Oh, fine's pre here.
Yeah, I think if they charged in, that would have been worse. Sort of.
About a minute and a half then.
Renegade.
No.
Did they say that he. He's my...
1 minute then. 45 then. 20 then. Here we go. We're on air. Do we to fall with a move? Go for me.
Good evening and welcome to the programme. A Conservative candidate for Essex has stood down in a row over homophobic and anti-Islamic tweets. David Bishop was standing for the South Brentwood seat in the local council elections, but he's now resigned from the Tory party, saying it's to avoid any further embarrassment. Sarah Harris reports.
On the package.
Banners in the town centre spelling out what makes Brentwood proud. But comments posted by the Conservative candidate for Brentwood South in the local election were, he said himself, nothing to be proud about. On his Twitter site, David Bishop posted Islam was the religion of peace and rape after four Muslim men were found guilty of the offence. Other retweets were homophobic, and he's now resigned.
In a letter, David Bishop apologised for the real offence he'd caused.
Take care.
He said he'd let himself and his party down.
Hello, Lord.
He said he hoped the people of South Brentwood would forgive him for his lack of judgment.
Got your chocolate.
As for the local party here, they've said they acted swiftly and conclusively and in the interest of the Conservative Party.
The resignation comes only weeks after David Bishop was selected as the Conservative candidate for the Brentwood South ward. Those I spoke to in the town centre felt standing down was the right thing to do.
How can you represent people if you're being, you know, prejudiced to a group of people in that community?
I think many things can be misinterpreted, and I think even a joke, if you put it out there in the public domain, I think you need to take the consequences for how that's maybe taken by other people.
Shows what sort of person he is.
15.
Not very caring of other people's feelings.
The resignation means there won't be a Conservative standing in the local elections for Brentwood South later this month. Labour, the
Five,
Lib Dems and
four,
UKIP will contest
three,
the ward.
Two,
Sarah Harris,
one,
BBC London.
Zero.
Thanks, thank you.
A woman is in a critical condition in hospital after she was hit by an unmarked police car in London. The victim in her 20s was struck by the vehicle at the junction of Kingsland Road and Ridley Road in Hackney last night. The police car was responding to an incident. It's now being referred.
Cut you on.
A 13-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of a man who was stabbed during a break-in in southwest London. Martin Thomas was found at his home in Roehampton last month. The teenager, who can't be identified, was arrested alongside the local elections later this month. Voters will be asked to decide which party they think best represents their views in Europe. London's MEPs are divided, even as to whether the capital would benefit more from being in or out of the EU. Our political editor, Tim Donovan, has more.
On the package.
How would the capital fare free of decisions made in Brussels? Well, Labour say London would soon lose its preeminence as a financial centre outside the EU.
The City of London wants to stay in the EU. They recognise the huge benefits they get from being part of the single market. And the CBI has actually carried out surveys which show that the overwhelming majority, nearly 80% of their companies, want to stay in the EU.
But the Conservatives say people will only be convinced of the benefits to the capital with reform.
It depends who you talk to, because actually I talk to people in financial service. I sit on the Monetary Affairs Committee, and you get a range of views. The big organisations with the many lobbyists and the public affairs people who like going to Brussels every week, of course they're in favour of it. But I speak to small companies, I speak to bond traders who are really worried. In fact, what most people want, including looking at the opinion polls, what most people want is not in, out now. They want the chance to reform Europe.
Of London's eight current MEPs, three are Conservative, two are Labour, while the Lib Dems, the Greens and UKIP have one each. UKIP's performance in the capital in the past has lagged behind its showing elsewhere.
I think London would lose a lot of the vibrancy and the diversity. It would lose a lot of the legislation which actually makes it something of a pleasant place to live, whether that's air quality, water quality, whatever.
If we were wanting to continue to trade with Europe, which we do, we would have to accept the rules and regulations. We'd have to be like Norway, but having no say in how those rules are made. I don't think that's a role that is fit for Britain.
And this idea that we can't exist outside of the EU is nonsense. I mean, I seem to recall that London has existed for a city for about 2,000 years, and yet we've only been in the EU for the last 40.
London has for a long time been considered less Eurosceptic than the rest of the country, but this election may still indicate whether issues such as EU migration are causing more concern. Tim Donovan, BBC London News.
Thanks, thank you.
Right, well, let's find out what the weather's going to be like for the bank holiday with Sarah Thornton.
B-roll.
Good evening. It's been a lovely bank holiday weekend so far, and more of the same on the horizon for tomorrow. A cool start in the morning, but dry and then warmer even than today as we go through tomorrow. In fact, the sunshine will turn a little bit hazy as we go through the day, becoming a little bit more milky around the sun as we see some cloud just spinning towards us. High cloud at first, then medium level cloud, but we stay dry, 19, possibly 20 Celsius. Overnight into the start of things on Tuesday, we've got a little bit of rain to come through, so it's not so cold a start, but the temperatures might not get quite as high in the afternoon because we will have more cloud around and the possibility of some showers too. In central London, it looks like we'll see a top temperature of 17 or 18 Celsius on Tuesday, but as we get through this week, we'll be quite breezy with the risk of some rain.
Counting out in 15, 14,
well, that's it. I'll be back just after 10:15 tonight. Until
11,
then, have a lovely
10,
evening. Bye-bye.
9. Lovely. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well done, Preza. Lovely. Thank you very much, all. Thank you, Lloyd. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Becky May. We couldn't have done it without you.
It's Roy Langton.